In other words, he remained self-controlled. He performed his duties perfectly according to the materialistic way. That is the way of behavior of great devotees. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya, was the son of a very rich man. Although he had no interest in enjoying material happiness, when he was entrusted with doing something in managing the state, he did it perfectly. Srila Gaurasundara advised him, from within keep yourself and your mind completely aloof, but externally execute the material duties just as they need to be done. This transcendental position can be achieved by devotees only, as described in the Bhagavad Gita, while others such as yogis try to control their senses by force. Devotees, even though possessing full sensory powers, do not use them because they engage in higher transcendental activities. Thus ends the Srimad Bhagavatam 4th Canto, 12th chapter, 14th verse. In the matter of Rupa Maharaj goes back to Godhead, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charna Ravinda Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, they were collecting annual taxes, 12 million gold coins. 1,200,000 gold coins. One gold coin now is worth about $600. So that means, like, in today's calculation, $600 million. But in those days, money was worth more. So they were fabulously rich. Raghunath Das, he only wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he had more money than he can spend, he had a beautiful wife, he had all the facilities to be happy materially. But he was interested to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. So once he ran away and came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya told him, you're Grihastha, stay with your wife and family, do your material duties like a materialist. Responsibly, but keep your heart with Krishna. This was the general advice Lord Chaitanya gave, not to artificially renounce. Usually people, they want to renounce when they're having trouble in the family. When there's no money, when there's difficulty, they may feel very actually nervous. Radha Govinda ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Nitai Gauranga ki. In fact, Lord Chaitanya gave an example that if a married woman has got a lover other than a husband, she will, to keep it a secret from her husband, she may do her household duties very carefully so she won't be suspected. But like that, you keep your heart with Krishna, but do your material duties very responsibly. Especially Raghunath Das, while he was doing his duties, Then the tax collector came that the previous tax collector was there. He was replaced by his uncle and he became tax collector. So he was supposed to collect, give 2/3 to the government and 1/3 he could keep, 2/3 or 3/4, I forget. But then 1/3 or 1/4 he can keep for running his administration. But he was giving only, he was giving less to the government. So the old tax collector complained to the government that I was giving more, this new guy replaced and he's giving less to his chirindu. So they came to arrest from the king, they came to arrest his landlord. He was like a chief. He had to collect tax and give to the king. He wasn't doing it properly. So they came to arrest him and they fled away. Raghunath Das, his son, was there, so they arrested him. He's not even interested in these things. Because his uncle and father are cheating and attacking, now he's in trouble. So that the chaudhari, the old master, is threatening, where's your uncle, where's your father? They should come back, they should settle up. I'm going to punish you, I'm going to beat you. He's threatened, but he didn't beat that he's afraid that maybe so powerful guy, if I actually beat him, maybe I'll be in big trouble. And one day Raghunath Das, he called him and he said, you see, you are my uncle. You and my father and brother and my uncle, you're all brothers. Amongst brothers, sometimes they have disagreement. Then later they become friends again. So you are a very saintly person. And I think my uncle, my father, they're not treating you properly. They should be giving you some money. Because you're there like your brother. He was a Muslim. He had long beard. So the tears were coming down. He said, oh, you're such a wonderful boy. Yes, you are just like my nephew. You should tell your father and uncle that they should settle with me, you can make some appeal. Actually, only one got some money. He got replaced and now not getting any money. So then he's doing this. So Raghunath Das, you know all these things, how to deal, how to make the diplomacy, how to speak to someone, how to capture, all he can do. What a materialistic person running a big empire has to do a big business. So then Chaudhari got Raghunath Das release. And then he went to arrange a meeting in some private place with his Chaudhari. Something for the government, something for you, something for us, they made some deal. Then Raghunath Das heard that Lord Chaitanya went back, came back to Jagannath Puri from South India. Your feet are touching the ground, Shiva. So he got very anxious, I want to join Lord Chaitanya. He started running away. His father had his own army captured and brought him back. And the mother was saying, why are Sanjeev running away? He said he is blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is completely a liberated soul. He doesn't have any attachment for the material world. So how we can keep him tied down? So maybe you should tie him down with ropes so he can't run away. He said he has got more money than Indra. He's got a wife, beautiful like an angel from heaven. This couldn't bring his mind down. What will ropes do? So finally, Either Raghunatha decided that I will get the blessing of Lord Nityananda. So he went to Panihati. You went to Panihati? No. So anybody here went to Panihati? Shivaj. Very beautiful banyan tree there by the side of the Ganges, still same tree. 500 years ago, Nityananda was sitting under that tree with his disciples and associates. And then, when Raghunatha came and saw what Nityananda looked like, the moon surrounded by the stars, he paid his obeisances. Then Raghunatha's secretary, Lord Nityananda's secretary, so then Raghunatha. So then, Nityananda said, come here, you're hiding away like a thief. Come here, I'm going to punish you. So Raghunatha just kept paying obeisance and get up. And Nityananda went over and put his foot on head of Raghunatha. How many of you like to have Lord Nityananda's foot on your head? What a blessing. They said, you are keeping away like a thief. Thief hide from the people. So I'm going to punish you with your punishment. You have to feed all my devotees. A picnic feast. A flat rice. Yogurt and fruits. I told this story last time over here. And even he is a very rich man, for him to provide a picnic for Nityananda is not a big deal. He sent off, they have here in Ghana flat rice. And we should make a flat rice factory. Very small, you can sell the flat rice in the market. Then the people always do is put in water, you don't have to cook it. You put in water and for 10 minutes you can eat it like that, the rice. Pre cooked. Very cooling. You have a diarrhea, good cooling for the stomach. Many of the farmers can make this flat rice in the field, soak in the water and eat. Very handy. Jai Jaita Maharaj, he's been here. He travels around and he always carries some flat rice. Instant cereal. This is a favorite Bengali preparation. You make a soak of flat rice, clean it, water, soak it, and mix it and take it out from the water and mix it with yogurt, sugar, honey, and then the mangoes, bananas. This is the season now. We have the mango season now, very good season. We cannot allow this preparation. They got big pot and it's mixing. The word got out that there's a feast going on. All the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas like this. You like this?
Yes.
How many here like Prasadam this? So then he makes for Lord Nityananda 7 pots of different flavors. And for all the people he made 1 pot flat rice with yogurt and mango and tropical fruit and 1 with condensed milk. Flat rice and tropical fruit. So all the people got 2 pots filled with this preparation. So gradually the word came out and the feast, and more and more people came. First there were just 200 people, and then 22,000, then 20,000, then 100,000. The whole place filled up. The Raghunath Das can allow for the neighboring villages to buy more yogurt, more flour and more fruits. He was sending all his assistants. But the suppliers, they also heard he needs fruit. So they're coming and bringing the gulab cart filled with fruits and yogurt. He bought everything from them and sent them down, also gave them prasad. It says so many people gathered there that the people, there had no more room on the land. So they went to the side of the river, right at the bank of the Ganges. And then there is no more room on the side of the river, some are standing in the water also. After their waist eating. Lot of fun. While the turbulence went on, everybody in Kanana told everyone chant, Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Everyone chanting Hari Bol. Then Nityananda, he got Lord Chaitanya by meditation. And Lord Chaitanya was himself in his garden there. South India, Jagannathpur, everybody brought him there. And, but only Lord Nityananda and few associates could see. Everyone couldn't see. Lord Chaitanya was invisible. But he was there. The Nityananda Prabhu took Lord Chaitanya and they went amongst all the people sitting and eating. So they accept that this is like when Krishna and Balaram were in Vrindavan. They were having a picnic in the forest with the cowherd boys. And they were, so they were sharing each other's lunches, having that snacks. So Nityananda accepted everyone, they're like my cowherd boyfriends. So he's going in people, partaking and eating their prasada. And taking and eating in Lord Chaitanya's mouth. And feeling it disappearing. Don't know what's going on. And Lord Chaitanya is taking and putting in Nityananda's mouth. And they're having a good fun. Everybody is accepted as cowherd boys. This festival, they are still doing it even today in China, Panihati, India. Many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I went also there, we had our boat, we had Amitai Padakamala boat, with Lord Nitai deities, and we brought the boat to the street. Then we bought it from Mayapur, Vrindavan. Flat rice, yogurt, and fruits and everything. Then one truck. But there's so many people, that go 100,000 and more people go to this festival. The truck couldn't, the police won't allow, how do you go inside? So many people. So then I explained to Nityananda Prabhu, how we're gonna get the food to the tree, we can offer to you and feed the people. And all of a sudden one rain cloud came. Whole sky is blue around the rain cloud. Only one small cloud came right over that place and started raining. So all the people, they went off the road and went under the trees and get out of the rain. So then the devotees took all the bags and pots and the bag and carried and ran down to the tree. Then it stopped raining, they went back again, came back rain again, and finished the rest. This was our first year, and then we didn't know what to do. So we made the special mix of pot and offered to the Lord Nitai deity. But there are some brahmanas there, they're a bit upset, we are taking their place. And they tolerated it. We don't know how to distribute, there's so many 100,000 people there. So many people, big crowds of people. So one devotee took one of the pots and he went into the crowd to distribute. But then all of a sudden he saw everybody's hands go into that pot. And that devotee, he got submerged, like we went sunk under the ocean of the people. He disappeared. We couldn't find him anymore. Then he came crawling out from between their legs. He stirred everything, you know. So this is not the way to do it. One of the holy went up on that tree, and he's in that tree, and then people are reaching out, he's giving them like a mother bird giving a baby bird. Very difficult, how to see that so many people all rushing. That was our first year. After that, we made a separate camp, came in a tent, put the bamboo, barricade. So every year that's going on, 50,000 people. Prasada Vipi. When that rain came, there was a kirtan group. They were singing Hare Krishna, but then the leader was a poet. So when that rain came, he said, first when the Nitai war came, he started singing Bengali. Nitai Gopani Hati, Yasheche, Yasheche. Nitai Gopani Hati, Yasheche, Yasheche. The Nitai Gopa had come to Bangladesh, Yasheche, and they came. Then the rain came and said, pray briskly at Trump. The people are rolling in the mud. People are really wild. Everyone coming, everyone offers their Chiradai gift to some friend. Give out to other people, friends who don't want anyone. So the whole Buddhists are giving, we also want to give. So that's how I learned about Paninati from the Shastra, from that direct experience. And when I went to Atlanta, then Prabhupada gave me new Paninati. So I told them, you're not doing the Paninati, they're still here. You don't know Prabhupada gave me Paninati, you don't know what it means. And I explained to them, this is our festival. So for now about 20 years, I'm doing that festival there every June. We get about 5,000 devotees coming from all over the America, all over the world, they come there. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj also came a few times, gave seminars. Very big festival. So on Sunday we offer Chiradai. So I offer 540 pots. That's, we give 18 flavors. Instead of 7, we thought we had in America, we have to do more than that. The 18, 6 yogurt flavors, 6 condensed milk flavors, and 6 salad flavors. People that we had, they liked very much this festival. The guy in the Maharaj gave all 18 flavors tasting. Somehow by Radharani's mercy, all the flavor has a unique taste. So I did also in San Diego next to Mexico. Then we made a Mexican flavor. I did in Mauritius some years ago, I did in South Africa and Cape Town in the mango season. Sometimes if we come here, we can also do the festival. But we have to get a flat ride. Yeah. In America, they auction the big, big, big pot. Very beautiful. 18 flavor. The people sponsor one pot, $250. And then whatever not sponsored, we auction. But then Amrish Prabhu was there. Henry Ford, great grandson, and one and other businessmen were having a competition in the auction. The pot price went up over $1,000 for one prasadam pot donation to the temple. So this Raghunath Das, after all these things, then he went to see Nityananda Prabhu. And he asked him for mercy. But I want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm not giving a chance. Even if he sends me back. He said, this time you got the mercy, you fed all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya came, he accepted your offering. Now you'll be able to join Lord Caitanya. The Lord Caitanya never recommends people to leave their Grihastha ashram. It's not reactive. Something that happens. It is a very reactive. Abhinav Vajra refused them. And finally, he could go. This part of the, this is a very, the whole chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very important. This festival of the Bhakti Charitamrita Upanishu. They call it Danda Mahotsa. Danda means sick. But Danda also means punishment. Punishment festival. But this punishment was the biggest mercy. So Krishna has time, even punishment that we get is the mercy. It said that some people consider maybe he was being punished because he was trying to join Lord Chaitanya directly, not going to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru. If you want to go to Krishna, you have to go through the Guru. You cannot go directly. He is directly trying to join Lord Chaitanya and he is living very close to maybe within 20-30 kilometers of Nityananda. But he is not coming and giving the mercy. Only this tiny king. That's why he may have had a hard time. You need to get the mercy of Guru to get the mercy of Krishna. And here Dhruva Maharaj, he was great emperor. When he was emperor, he did his duties like a king should do it. Royal opulences, festivals, children. But he was really attached to Krishna. He had seen Narayana in his childhood, he wanted to be back with Narayana. When his son was qualified enough to take the charge, he gave over to his son and he retired to do fully devotional service. Modern politicians, a lot of times they don't leave that. They stay even till they're very old. Some stay until they die from in power. Only death can take them over. But he was ruler of the whole world. He was eager to focus on his devotional service. So that he had to behave like a king, couldn't, as a king he couldn't behave like a beggar or something. He has to be like a king, otherwise no one will follow him. I had a disciple in Singapore, he was a lawyer. He picked me up from the airport in a Mercedes-Benz car. And he said, so you know, I have to drive a big car, at the big office. Otherwise, if I don't have the profile, people won't think I'm a big lawyer. They won't pay me the good fees. They want to know their lawyer, very successful, very big guy. So we have to cut this profile. Later, he migrated to Australia and he's now a professor in university. Very simple guy, but professor, I don't need a big car. If you are going to be in a public politician or something, or whatever, you have to play the game. So Dhruva Maharaj was playing the game, but he was not attached to these things. He did his duties responsibly, but his love was for Krishna. The like that, it's a monthly hasad. They should show the love and affection to their wife, to their children, do their duties responsibly. Hopefully they'll be have the more love for Krishna. Even if they do, they should not show that they love their family. So we not have so much love for Krishna, they have more love for their family. And then the Jain Hare Krishna and develop the love for Krishna. But either way, they should be responsible. Do that duty. Whatever our ashram is, that we have to do that duty. Someone as a brahmachari has to do brahmachari duty. The vanaprastha, vanaprastha duty. The sannyasi is travel and preach to sannyasi duty. The brahmachari doesn't have so much and no family responsibility. So they are free to preach. They assist the sannyasis. But for Krishna, they may take some responsibility as a president of a temple or do some service. In the Sanskrit Satya Kritika, it mentions that Grihastha Ashram is a responsible ashram. They have so many responsibilities. They have the wife, children, house, they have to maintain everyone. They have the business or their work, what they're doing. There's so many. Then they have also responsibility to do devotional service. Not because they're grihastha, they shouldn't chant. They should chant, they should do their devotional service. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, about 5th or 6th verse, Prabhupada said you should never give up yajna. And so he mentioned the purport, one of the yajnas or sacrifices is vivaha yajna, the marriage sacrifice. He said the sannyasis, he said, I have people a question, I mean a sannyasi, why am I organizing people marriage? The sannyasis normally they're detached from all the family affairs. But we have to encourage our younger students, our disciples, for them to need to get married, take up this responsibility. So sacrifice shouldn't be given up, so we encourage them to be responsible. We have to. The parents give love to their children are more likely to become devotees. This out of respect and love for their parents. Some devotees in the West, they don't give love to their children so much. They say, I have to do my duty, I have to go to the temple, I do my service. So then the children are feeling resentment that because of Krishna, my parents don't give me affection. When I grew up, not liking Krishna. We have to balance. As a husband, as a father, to give affection to his wife, give affection to the children. This part of the grihastha life, being a sannyasi, being a different role. We also give affection to our disciples. We like all the disciples, to the devotees in general, as a father, as an uncle. But not so much physical affection, just encouragement and preaching and that way. It was important because Rupa, he did his duty. Then at the end, finally he renounced. He became Varaprastha, went to the forest, went to Babinath, started worshipping the Lord there. Some of our devotees, when their children grow up, husband and wife can be Varaprasthas, having now some of the families or business are working outside, now the children are grown up married, they're coming back to the temple and taking up some responsibility, like temple president as a vanaprastha. Some are turning the temple, even the grihasthas, they don't mind living simply. Prabhupada said we have such an also live in Sampo community, but they should be agreed to live like Brahmanas. In a simple way. Some of us have a big house, a big car, do all the material things. Then they can be outside and serve Krishna like that and come to temple and do some seva, give some donations to Krishna. And the world is tired. I tired you out. Very tired. Not getting enough sleep while I'm here. You are all. I mean, today I'll leave so you can have more rest. Any questions? Divika, I think that Divika has a question.
I just not agree with it. My question is, from saying spiritual suicide.
Spiritual suicide?
Yeah, spiritual suicide. I want to get that.
Why you want to commit spiritual suicide?
I want to get it. I'm just trying to get it. I'm spiritual suicide. Why not? It's from the men of witness of all the human happiness. Is there any hope in your spiritual suicide for you? Do you think that happens?
So they consider that this impersonal realization, so that the body is like a spiritual suicide. Because the body wants to serve Krishna eternally. You don't want to be separated from Krishna. But if you get impersonal realization, you're in the Brahma-jyoti. This is one of the jyoti, so you're. You forget your personal identity. So no, when we have to be a person, Krishna my master, I'm his servant, we exchange. Ramchandra offered Hanuman impersonal realization. He said, no, I don't want that. You are my master, I'm your servant. I don't want anything to come in the way of that. In the Brihad, the Brihad Bhagavata Lita, the Deva Kumara, which we call Gopa Kumara, he was going back to the spiritual world. And he came to Shiva Loka, from Brahma Loka, he came to Shiva Loka, Kailash. There he got blessings and association with Shiva. Then he wanted to go to the Vishnu Loka, planet of Vishnu Narayan, in the spiritual world. But there's a river called Vyoj, across the river, and then there's the light, the Brahma-jyoti. He said he was crossing the Brahma-jyoti. All of a sudden, he started to merge. He became very frightened, he said, this is where he's merging in the jyoti. It's Krishna! Krishna is standing! He was in the Vaikuntha Loka. Oh, it's so almost merged. But the devotee, the sun is, Mayavadi is the person that they want to merge. This is their goal. But for the devotee, it's like hell, like a suicide. They don't want to merge. Other question?
What's
your name again?
Balavita.
Balavita.
So I want to know that when you study the Swami, when you study the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, the beautiful voices, refuse to mention Balavita in important activities.
No, he mentioned her activities, some of them, but not the name.
Yes.
He said there was a special gopi.
Yes, that's why he mentioned the name.
He said he had to preach for 7 days and 7 nights. He has to complete his vow. He's such an advanced devotee that if he mentions Radharani's name, is afraid he may go into ecstasy. then he won't be able to finish the class. So he could have mentioned, indirectly he mentioned Aradhika, Aradhika Gopi. So Aradhika, Arada has written Aradhika. Aradhika means worship, worshipable, or one who worships, able to worship. So Mother Sachi, we are one of the has to give him Aradhika Sachi. Same in Aradhika from the Bhagavatam. So that's the hint about Radha. But directly he didn't mention, he said, because maybe you're born in ecstasy, you can't finish the class. There's no other explanation. For many others, some other Puranas give details about this description of Radharani. I heard of Brahma Vaivarta Purana give some details as description. Ladies, do you have any questions today? Brahma Samhita, you have a question? Okay, ladies, don't ask questions, why not? They know everything. Or they're too shy, right? No doubt, no questioning, no doubts. Huh? Full faith. Okay.
But only in India we saw that the materialist view offer some auspicious sounds when the captain is spoken. When the captain is spoken for their worship to be worshipped, the mothers used to offer some auspicious sounds. Can the men also learn how to why?
Hulu sound, Hulu Lation. Then the Russian, hear that Russian lady is known as Hulu Lation also?
Africa?
Africa, yeah. They can do?
Yes. Part of Nigeria.
Not Nigeria.
Not Nigeria, Nigeria.
Ladies do Hulu Lation? Make a sound. Did I go to the end of the world? So they say that that sound is made by heavenly ladies. In our heavenly planet, the angels make that sound. It's like going conch shell or something, it makes all the inauspicious thing go away. So especially in Eastern India, Bengal, these ladies make this sound when there's weddings, when the deity opens. You heard that the men make that sound, it doesn't have the same effect. I heard that some tribe of the Muslims men make that sound when they go in battle to fight their enemies. So this, I don't know whether this is good fear and enemy, some weird sound.
Mexicans do it too. When they are kind of tomahawk to fight. Mexicans. Then they attack.
Yeah, but no, this is.
Red Indians.
That's a different. That sound is different. The sound is going up and down. Here the sound is coming going back and forth. There's no maybe different. So ladies, you can also learn how to do it. But he did not talk about like he said that chanting eyeball is more efficient. Name of Krishna, more efficient function. Sometimes, for auspicious occasions, in Bangladesh, I did a program, 50,000 people were there. Maybe 25,000 men, 25,000 women, maybe 20,000 and 30,000. All of them made that sound. 30,000 women. It was like out of this world. Very powerful. So this one I can't teach, I don't have guru, I can't teach, you have to get a lady to teach. Who said men and women are equal? Ladies can do so many things men can do. That's why the ladies are called the Ardhangini, man's better half. When husband and wife married, the two are become one. So they say that of the two, each is half. But of the two, the woman is the better half. This is a very culture. Ardhangini. Ardha means half. Ardha Angini, half of the body, two body become one by that Vedic parents, fire sacrifice. So the better half is the lady. Also, ladies are given a name Devi. Devi means demigods or bodies. They don't call men Deva. The ladies are called Devi. The very pious ladies are considered very auspicious. Griha Lakshmi, goddess of fortune in the house. All the ladies should be like goddess of fortune in the house. Be Krishna conscious, keep everything very Krishna conscious. Prabhupada was noticing that in India there was a government building. There was some other lady coming with mini sword and tight dress and everything. And one big minister was coming. She came and he just walked by her. Didn't pay any attention. That there was a very simple servant lady cleaning up floor, wearing the sari, and when she saw the minister come, she covered her head, offered respect, because she was humble and very chaste, then he offered her for now, went around. Prabhupada was noticing. So respecting it. Women are given more respect by their chastity, by their purity. Sadashiva.
Hare Krishna. How about this form? View the Vyavasta to us.
One time Prabhupada was discussing whether, because he was having many ladies and not enough husbands for them, they were discussing whether we should allow polygamy. Because in Veda this was allowed, even like Yuvamara and his wife, he had many wives. He was a king, he could afford it. Some ordinary man can afford Rama, he wanted to speak of. But then he was discussing and someone said maybe people will join his fund, just that they think they can enjoy more, they can have more wives. So different arguments were given, it's the better we don't do it. So this kind of issue we don't allow for women. Maybe if it's allowed in the country, that would change. We don't want to be the only ones allowing. I mean, for the Muslims, they allow in some countries four wives. Like in Malaysia and in the Middle East, they can have four wives. But I never heard it. Although it's allowed in the Vedas, somehow nobody got the Hindus' permission to have more than one wife. Nigeria allows to have more than one wife.
Traditionalists do. Muslims do.
But legally?
Legally,
one. Also, then, you want to simplify our material life. One way is more complicated. Maybe in the future, if I change the law, this kind of adapt to Prabhupada, whatever the local law, we follow. Srinivasan recommended. Sometimes some in India, some villages are still doing. I had one disciple come, I think Bangladesh, India, I forget. He had two wives. My first wife couldn't have any baby, and she recommended him take another wife because she wants children. So with her blessing, he had another wife. And from that wife, he had children. And he was maintaining both. I never told anyone before. It's like he kept it a secret. Why should he, the first wife of faithful? In Western culture, he divorced her and married another. So instead, he was maintaining her. We don't encourage people like in this way, but you are already married, what are you doing? It wasn't within his time he did it. But in his time, obviously, we cannot approve. It's not a law. It's a law against it. Unless you can give the lodgings. She loves.
Maharaj, I would like to thank you for coming. For coming in peace. It's an inspiration for us. So before you go, what is your final message for us? As far as how we can reach an advantage.
Final message. I don't know if it's a final message, maybe many messages. I'm here for 2-3 more hours, still more time for messages. Kavi Chandra Maharaj is telling me that I have to take the body in Africa. And he heard about the initiation and he said, oh, it's good to make more devotees, to get initiated. I don't know what your plan, how you're going to make more devotees. But usually devotees make devotees. By your example, by your preaching, everyone is happy. People like to join the happy movement. We want to see that people become be happy and help others to be happy. And some here the temple is on the outskirts of the town. Maybe within the town, I don't know if you have any Namata meetings. If you have different people living in the town, they can help. In different days, they can have Namata or Bhakti Riksha group meetings. The people in the area, they can invite and come out to the temple on a Sunday for the Sunday program. You used to go from here to the city is 1 hour. But within the city you have to go maybe more time. That's by private car. I don't know if you go by bus, maybe take more time. And to make Krishna accessible to different people. And there's some programs for the Indians, some programs for the locals, some program things. Keep the people more involved. How is our Bhakti Jitradas? Any news? What's praying for him yesterday?
Went to the hospital. We don't know what happened.
So please may recover. When I care about the devotees, contact of the main care to become boundary system. Again, the poster. that cultivation can cultivate someone so they contact them and invite them over, bring them in, bring them into the devotional association and cultivate them until they become convinced and become devotees and care for them. Abhijindavar is very popular, everyone in Kachiva is very caring, very loving. In following in his footsteps, you should also try to care for the devotees. First two nights, the first night I was very late, 2 o'clock, I can say it's second morning, but this morning, and this last time also, 12, I had to come to Mumbai. Very beautiful, so many devotees, much than over 150 devotees from Mangalarti, singing very beautifully. Everybody probably wanted that they're living in a temple community, then they go to attend a temple program. Therefore, everyone comes from Mangalarti and also for the evening. Kirtan. Many tourists come to see that the Lord is dancing in the evening kirtan. The Prabhupada said even if someone's free, they can also come for the Raj Bhog kirtan. The midday arti. Watching the Lord being worshipped also very purifying. We also meet the devotees here from different centers.
This what?
They told me the second largest city of Kumasi. Put some Kumasi here. Haribol! From the boys here, from Ivy Coast. The big Haribol! From the boys from Nigeria. Haribol! We already had from Togo, I think they left. Give them a Haribol. Sunyani. How far away is
Sunyani? 6 hours.
Give a big high ball for the Sunyani devotee.
Papa.
Anyone came from Papa?
No, the kitchen.
Cooker. Someone came from the night. And then the prophet, Haribo! Suedo. Anybody from Suedo? Haribo!
Winiba.
Give a Haribo!
Aqua.
Takwa. Muslim Takwa.
Good man.
Haribo. Our golden devotees.
And
Takrari. Haribo. Anywhere else is in South? Okwati. Who's from Okwati? Haribo! You want to get more on your Thank God for coming here.